This is Peter J. Fisher, and I am living the Peter J. Fisher experience. What's going on, everybody? It is Sunday, June 23rd, 2019. And I entitle this episode, I am a heterosexual male. And I want a queen, not a king. Now, let me preface this episode by being abundantly clear, which I feel like this shouldn't be an issue, but with the climate today, you have to touch all bases. This is in no way, shape, or form an attack on a male that's anything other than heterosexual. This is clearly my point of view as a heterosexual male and what I'm looking for in a relationship. So this is not an attack on the LGBT. I don't know if I got that right, but that community. So where'd this derive from? This topic stemmed from a conversation that I had with a good friend. And the funny thing is, we were just joking around like we often do. And this metaphor came up. And in the midst of the metaphor coming up, it just made me think more in depth on how a classic game that most of us were introduced to somewhere between childhood and our adolescence, how this game relates to the family structure. And definitely a lot of times in the Afro-American family structure. So we were talking about classic game of chess. Chess can go anywhere. It could go in any direction, metaphorically. You know, you could talk about war, strategy, but it can also be applied to the household and the strategy within the household. For instance, obviously, you could look at the pawns as like your children. That's the front line. When people see your children out in public, hopefully, if you're doing a good job raising them, hopefully, these people can draw a positive conclusion on what the reflection might be when it comes to the mother and father or the queen and king of the domain. You got your family members. You got your knights, your rooks, your bishops. It's all like immediate to extended family. You see where I'm going? So now that the foundation is laid out, Where is the turmoil always seem to center? It usually seems to center somewhere around the throne. And it used to be a day and time when there was no debating who the head of the castle was. The head of the castle was always the king. But now, in today's climate, you might be thought of as misogynistic to even think something like that. How dare you think or say or even imply that the woman can't be the head of the household. And yet nobody has done that. Nobody, at least not me, I'm not implying or insisting that a woman cannot be the head of the household. But walk with me for a minute. It's just my view. I like to throw that disclaimer out there because I don't want anybody coming for me. You know what I mean? Walk with me for a minute. Let's go back to the metaphor, the metaphorical game called chess. Okay? Now, we're not even talking about opposition right now. We're just talking about one side of the board. We're just talking about one side of the board. The individual household. Without any outside threat. Like I said, you got your kids, they living, having a good time being kids. You got your family members, they doing what they can to help keep the family together, right? So we got all the role players playing their part, okay? So we have to get to the main players, the key players. The king and queen. Now, if you know chess, then you know the queen is the most powerful piece on the board. And I do not dispute that. The queen is the most powerful piece on the board. She is the most powerful piece in the household. That is a fact. The queen, she can harness energy that the king cannot. She can also carry and push out little pawns the king cannot. The king can only plant the seed that will produce the pawn, but the queen has to incubate and carry and deliver the pawn, okay? The queen is the most powerful player on the board, in the house, in the domain, okay? Sometimes I think that this is a human thing, because in the animal kingdom, they don't have the same intricate consciousness that human beings possess. So if you look at the animal kingdom, let's look at the most prideful, no pun intended, animal kingdom, animal in the animal kingdom, the lion, right? There's no discrepancy on the hierarchy in the lion industry, okay? The king is the king and the queen is the queen. Once again, very similar to chess. It looks like the king doesn't do a lot of work. The queen actually goes out and hunts. She gets the prey. She gets the food. She brings it back to the pride. She's done the labor. She's brought this meal back. And guess what happens when she brings this meal back? Not one soul gets a bite before the king gets a bite. She went out, did the labor. She killed this animal. She stalked it. She hunted it. She killed it. She brought it back. And she said, not one person gets a bite of this until the king gets a bite. Now, if that's not loyalty, I don't know what loyalty is. I don't know what loyalty is, you know what I mean? That's a female, different species, still a female. But see, it's like their ways have been ingrained and there's no consciousness. There's no, it's just how it's done. It's more subconscious. There's no here and now consciousness. It's subconscious. That's how it works. That's the order. That's how it goes. That's how it works. And if somebody is a threat to the pride, if the king has to get up, then you know the king has gotten up. You understand? Now, let's bring it back to the human domain. All right? I think with the human consciousness and ego, the woman starts to feel like, wait a minute. I went out, figuratively, I went out. I stalked the prey. I killed the prey. I brought it back home. What the hell? What do you mean he gets to eat before me? No, I eat first. And then my kids eat. And then he eats. Now, once upon a time, I seen this growing up. See, I grew up in the North, but my family's from the South, both sides. I seen this growing up. Men ate before the children. Women made the plate. Now, if you say that today, some of these women look at you like, whoa, wait. They look at you like you got three heads. Like, oh, wait a minute. No, that's not how it works. You get your own plate. You know what I mean? And I'll fix the plate for the kids. It's a little bit backwards. Back to the game of chess in a correlation to where I was going. So with the queen being the most powerful piece on the board, she can move in all directions where every other piece on the board can only move in one direction or the other. They can't move in all directions. Not at free will. This makes the queen a very powerful, very, very powerful piece. Now check the turn and the twist. Like I said, if you still with me, thank you. Because we're about to expose why this can be more of a weakness than a strength. The feminine energy is a robust energy. And this energy is driven primarily by emotion. And when you think about emotion-driven energy in today's world, you have to think about words like, I don't feel like, I do feel like, well, I feel, I don't know, maybe, yeah, I don't know, maybe so, I don't know, I don't feel, you see, that type of rationale in situations where you need definitive action, you need thought-driven action, you need rational-driven action, you need logical-driven action, can get you hurt. Therefore, if the queen is on the board, just roaming around with emotion and striking and attacking and striking and attacking, She leaves herself vulnerable. But not only does she leave herself vulnerable, she leaves the king pretty much victim of prey to the predator. So I ask you this. If the queen is almighty and all powerful, then what do you need the king for? It's one simple reason. The king can see the whole board from his position. And the king is cerebral. So the king can make this decision with logic and reason. He can go and then make that decision with logic and reason. And then he can go and make that decision with logic and reason. And more than likely, he can do this using much less energy and force than his queen does. So while the queen is exacerbated and tired because she's just used all this power that she harnesses and she knows she has because she's the Amazonian goddess and she knows she can take on the world, the king has solved the same problem in much fewer steps and much less energy wasted. As a heterosexual male, I want a queen, not a king, because I am the king.